Vote's quicker.
Okay, so again, we're in Siman Kuf Chavkas. So in Kuf Chavkas, again, we're talking about Duchening of page 17. Very interesting, Allah can Lama Tess, second line from the top. Okay, Kuf Chavkas, Sif Lama Tess, known as page 17, second line from the top. So previously, we were talking about, let's say, a Kohen who drank wine or other things that are intoxicating. So could they duchen? We saw other things that would prevent a kohen from duchening. We'll see a little more later. A very interesting halacha and lama test. The Mechaber says, lo hayu bo me'advarim hamonim nesias kapayim. Let's say the kohen does not have any of the things that we mentioned previously. Af al pi she'eino medatik b'mitzos. Even though he's not careful in mitzos. And people are talking about him, about his lack of adherence to mitzvah. Still, no says kapov. Can still duchen. The Ramah says she'ain shar averos monim nesias kapayim, because other, we'll see what the other is in a second. The other averos do not push a kohen away from duchening. Now, the Mishnah Brura explains that when we talk about other, as we've mentioned before, there are averos which preclude a kohen from duchening. Those are the big three. Avodah Zarah, which we discussed before, Shvichus Damim, and, well, big two. We'll see about Gilui Aris a little later. So except for Avodah Zarah and Shvichus Damim, which we discussed, so if a person's doing other averos, so still, that he could still duchen. Question is why? He seems not to be an upstanding member. Answer is, as we've seen before, because Hashem is blessing Klal Yisrael, not the person. He's just the conduit. So therefore, he's still allowed to duchen. okay. Now, Mishbura says, and even if these rumors that everybody's yelling about him are true, even if they're true, still, and he didn't do tshuva, still he could duchen. Now, let's go a little further on the same idea. Well, a similar idea at least. Ma'am, very famous halacha, kol shenasa grusha. If a kohen married a divorcee, which you know a kohen is not allowed to marry, so lo yisas kapov, he's not allowed to duchen. He's not allowed to duchen. Now the Prima Gaon explains. Now it's not just here we're talking about he married a grusha, or as we'll see a little later, he married a woman that a kohen's not allowed to marry. So then he's not allowed to duchen. The Prima Gaon says. But if he had relations with a non-Jewish woman, which is another type of, so that would not necessarily pass him unless that's a modus operandi. If he's doing that, b'mezid, over and over again, so then we would not let him duchen. But let's keep it simple. A kohen who married a woman that he's not allowed to, he's not allowed to duchen. Ve'ein no'agim bo kedusha, afilu likros b'tor rishon. And we wouldn't give him any of the rights that we give normally to Kohanim, he couldn't get the first aliyah, he couldn't get Rishon. Now, there's a very interesting tshuva Ramosha. Ramosha says,